Hello, my name is Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of
2nd of January 2018. This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Personality and compassion fatigue. We all have different personalities, and these seem to suit us to different jobs and to influence the way we respond in certain situations. So how does personality affect the way nurses react to their jobs, and what can we learn from this? This was the focus of an article from Taiwan by Chen et al., published in 2017 and titled "The Influence of Personality Traits and Sociodemographic Characteristics on Pediatric Nurses' Compassion Satisfaction and Fatigue." The article was based on a study which aimed to explore the level of and the association between compassion satisfaction and fatigue of pediatric nurses, to determine the association between personality traits and compassion satisfaction and fatigue, and to identify the determinants of compassion satisfaction and fatigue. Nearly 200 nurses completed questionnaires about themselves, their jobs, and also their personality. All aspects of personality and also pursuing outdoor activities were associated with compassion satisfaction. In other words, how satisfied someone is with their caregiving. But people who were conscientious, agreeable, and emotionally stable were less likely to experience compassion fatigue, akin to burnout. Lower emotional stability and being single were associated with compassion fatigue. The authors concluded workplace support schemes for pediatric nurses that focus on the personality trait of emotional stability and increasing social connection to realise and deal with their own experience of compassion fatigue may help avoid the possible exacerbation of compassion fatigue at work.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.
Between pages, memories pressed.